contributed to the earth and to the lives of other people, and what negativity we've contributed. And we pull back that negativity and replace it with the lesson we learned by moving into the temporary misuse of our own power, of our own spirit. This type of review and practice allows us to grow every day in this dynamic called consciousness, because that is what we say we are here to do, develop our consciousness. This meditation series is my contribution to that path, and it's my hope that it works beautifully for each person listening. The most important ingredient we can understand about the human experience is power. For me, power is the central ingredient of the human experience because power is fundamentally our soul. It is this part of ourselves that we incarnate to learn how to manage on this planet. The role of our spirit is to learn wise investments. The image I ask people to work with is that of thinking of themselves as bankers, and that you receive $100 worth of investment capital per day. And with this $100, you learn how to make investments that are wise because you want to live off your interest. If you make investments that aren't wise, you're going to go into debt. And if you go into debt, you need to take out loans. The first place you'll go for a loan is into your creativity. You'll drain the energy you have for today's life. You'll drain that. The next thing you know, you'll drain the energy of your social life, of your friendships, of your relationships, because you won't have energy for that. The next place you'll go is you'll drain your cell tissue. You'll pull the energy out of your cell tissue. And finally, this precious essence called power, your spirit, will have been released into energetic investments that lack wisdom and that lack any means to bring that support and energy to your body. We need to know how to follow our spirit, to see what we've invested it in, to feel that spirit, to feel what attitude it's in, to feel what relationship it's invested in. We need to feel that. We need to be able to close our eyes and feel what parts of our body those investments are nurturing or draining. We need a daily spiritual practice. What is a practice? A practice is a discipline, a means of developing a strong will, and ironically, it's a will strong enough to release your will. The most powerful act of will is to have no will. It's a paradox, but the divine speaks in paradox. The language of heaven is the language of paradox. What you think is large is really small. What you think is small is really large. When something is visible, the power is really invisible. When you see no power, it's full of power. This is the language of the divine. The role of every spiritual path and the role of your practice is not to understand mystery, but to give up the need to understand mystery. The role of your path is not to settle and solve why things happen as they do, but to give up the need to know why things happen as they do. It's this release of power that we are always working toward. This is our goal. This is the focus of human discipline. The support of that discipline needs to be prayer, needs to be practice. Practice. What do we practice? We practice looking at what we cannot do and learning how to do that. We practice at looking at what we know is truth and how we are not in harmony with that truth. We practice at looking, where am I losing power and why, when I know better than to lose power in this way. We look at ourselves in the smallest way. How come when I can be in such a small circumstance as someone in line ahead of me that I lose my power? Is this all it takes for me to lose my power while 5 minutes later I refer to myself as conscious? Is this all it takes? For me, it's all it takes. But, I mean, is this all it takes? I mean, we have to ask ourselves, are we really that capable of centering? The spiritual practice is something I tell people, and I will ask them, when you do your meditation, do you need to have a room that's quiet? Do you need to have a beautiful view?